having this dream where I'm running so fast, but I just keep going backwards. I'm terrified running and the floor starts collapsing. I fall for the roof of this house and land on a blue mattress. I search for the house and find a kid all alone in the darkness. He won't say his name, but in his eyes there's a sadness. A sadness you just can't cry, but must be destined for badness or greatness or both when your body relapses. Then he disappears up in the chair with this weird kind of fabric. There's a party guy on the rabbi. They weren't trying to let me in, but now made them allow me. I'm chilling with Flex and Reese, and I'm getting them down me. I feel so happy and free, then it hits and it suddenly drowns me. I'm fighting for my breath, but nobody helps me. So I just swim away with some sharks that adopted and found me. I end up on an island, finally, I ain't got no one to doubt me. I take in the calm of the ocean, and understand that pain's just something I grow from. I take in the trees, there's always coupled to smoke from. I take two puffs and disappear in the smoke. Then I'm back at Nanny's house, putting my coat on. She said someone keeps knocking, asking for a goat. I stepped out of Nanny straight into a war zone. I tried to turn back, a screw was slamming my door closed. I loaded up my rifle and put it on auto. There's bodies everywhere, but I just step over torsos. I'm picking up my pace as I cut through the building. I come across a village, it was run by the children. They took me to their chief, up my rifle and killed him. And no one even cared, they were standing there filming. I'm running till my feet hurt, I can't even feel them. I come across a stream and put my feet in and heal them. I drink from this water, I ain't greedy of course. Then I walk for the desert, see a man on a horse. I had my hand on my pen, he had his hand on his sword. I see he weren't alone, at least 100 or more. I see him dismount, it's like he'd done this before. Then he swung his sword at me with a sickening force. So I hit him with a jab, then I stared to the right. Threw sand in his face and put my pen in his eye. Heard if you die in your dream, then you die in real life. So I jumped on his horse and disappeared in the night.